I got sunshine. I'm so excited about today. It is 7:24. I am Carrie Hotter, and well, after Memorial University's virtual celebration of the class of 2020, a new graduate from the medical school says COVID-19 has helped her to learn to roll with the punches. Katrina Bartella spoke with VOCM's Victoria Batcock.
We've got to take everything that we've learned from our first 3 years of clinical lectures and practice, and we've got to implement it. And I got to learn a lot more about radiology, which is the field that I'm going into. I also got to go to Australia, and I got to be exposed. I was exposed to a different healthcare system there. I did an elective in neurosurgery, and I learned a bit more about a two-tier healthcare system and all that entails.
So you're not going to be able to have a traditional graduation. So what's your plan?
We had a very special video that was organized by the Faculty of Medicine. So we got to see that, and you know, it was really touching. All the speeches that were made. You know, it's really nice. Everyone is really putting their best foot forward to make sure everyone feels really special this year who's graduating. So I think they did a really good job.
Definitely. And I know that you are one of many doctors in your family. So how does it feel to graduate from the program and celebrate that with the rest of your family?
Oh, it feels amazing. It really feels, it's such a privilege to have the opportunity to, learn medicine within the faculty at Memorial. It's such a great program, lots of great faculty, and having such good role models like my brother and sister and my parents. It's really an honor, and yeah, I don't know what else to say. It is such an honor, and I think as long as you remember that and keep learning, like, my parents are still studying, you know, like, I come home and I'll see them studying, and I think that's important to, like, always learn and remember that medicine is a dynamic field, so things are always changing.
And it is cool to see them still, like, studying and stuff like that. So even though you're graduating, you're not actually done all the studying and the late nights, I'm sure.
No, not at all. I'm like, that's one of the things I learned that I love the most about medicine. You know, some jobs I've been in, you know, you reach, like, the ceiling at a certain point. You know, you feel like you've learned all there is to know, and you go to work every day, and it's great. But, you know, I think in medicine, that's something that's really special, and it's something that's such a privilege that, you know, you have that opportunity to learn something every week, and that's one of the things I love most about medicine. That's one of the biggest reasons that I went into this field to begin with.
And we're talking about all the good things, but I know that this was definitely a rough time for a lot of students. COVID-19, the pandemic began in March. I mean, what are some challenges that you faced since then?
I think the biggest challenges were probably, like, we were going to get a bit more training just at the very end of our year. Well, I was on my international elective, so I came back just a little bit early from Australia. So coming from across the world, me and my family were getting a little nervous that, you know, some of the airlines were cutting down their flights, and we were concerned that maybe I wouldn't get back with the travel and border restrictions, but that didn't happen. So other than that, you know, everyone's just kind of rolling with the punches, and I think, you know, especially in the field of medicine, we have to remember what's the most important thing, and that's just to keep everyone safe. I saw a nurse with a sign on social media, and it says, "We stay at work for you, and you stay at home for us." And I think that she really hit the nail on the head with that sign.
That is Katrina Bartellis, a grad from Memorial University, just graduated from medical school. Absolutely amazing. Speaking with VOCM's Victoria Batcock, I'm sure her whole family is very proud of her. I believe she comes from a family of doctors too, right?
Yeah, and very musically talented as well.
Oh, one of those people that's just really well-rounded, right? Like, that I'm so jealous of, but way to go.
I'm just over here, I don't know, writing up a bit
did
of news
you ever,
or something.
Did you ever notice when you're, like, down here, just so where Kim Out Road meets Freshwater Road, that's where Dr. Elias Bartellis has their office, and there's a sign outside, and I always thought to myself, what is up with that sign? But anyways, their kids made it for them when they were little, or Dr. Elias Bartellis.
Yep.
So I guess Katrina was one of the
kept it up there.
Yeah, how sweet is that?
Oh, cool. Why not?
Yeah.